Our scripture today comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 18 through 22. Early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately, the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer."
Good morning, everyone. This is my first sermon ever, and big surprise, district superintendent is present here. So me as a live person is going to preach in front of head of the church in this country. New life experience, let's hope it will be successful. So I will start with reading in Czech first. Za svítání cestou zpět do města dostal hlad. Uviděl u cesty jeden fíkovník, šel k němu, ale nenašel na něm nic než listí. Řekl mu tedy, ať se z tebe už navěky nerodí ovoce, a ten fíkovník hned uschl. Když to viděli učedníci, podívali se, jak to, že ten fíkovník tak rychle uschl. Ježíš jim odpověděl, amen, říkám vám, když budete mít víru a nebudete pochybovat, nejenže budete moci tohle udělat fíkovníku, ale kdybyste řekli této hoře, zvedni se a vrhni se do moře, stane se to. Když budete věřit, dostanete o cokoliv modlitbě požádáte. What did we hear in English, then in Czech? There are situations when if we believe into something, it can happen. And we, if we don't believe in someone else, it can be bad for that person. And probably each of us has experience when we, as kids, we believed we have talent for something and people around us did not believe we have it and did not allow us to develop it. Simply we had no chance to do it. And I'm not going to talk about these stories because these are typically sad stories. It's possible to overcome it, but maybe I can talk about it some other day. What I want to share today is two stories from my life, for which I prepared a few photographs, if I may ask for the very beginning. When I was 12, I got a book. I was a boy who liked bicycles, and I got a Czech translation of the ultimate book about bicycles. The book was nice of full bicycles of one specific brand, which was unfortunately too expensive for my parents in that time to buy it for me. But there was something else also in this book written that if you go to the United States, you should experience the atmosphere in the big shops with bicycles. I completely forgot about this story until I came to South Carolina, where I was in 2015, 2016, and I entered a shop with bicycles, this one, and I realized, oh, this is nice atmosphere, and in that moment I remembered my heart wanted to feel this atmosphere when I was 12-year-old boy. What happened? I simply, for my second money I made in the US, I bought a bicycle, exactly of the brand from which many photos of bicycles of which were presented in the book. So from 12 to 34 or something like this, God worked for me. It just took 22 years. So if you trust in your heart, you will get it. But nowhere is said, nowhere is written how long time does it take. There are just moments when we have to overcome something and get through it. This is the first story I wanted to share. I have second one. This is a battle cruiser or ship which started in 1917 revolution in Russia, Aurora. And when I was 8, I did not understand too much politics. For me, it was just an interesting technical ship which I would like to see. I never was in Russia. I never saw it. And as a small boy, I wanted to experience how could be life in Aurora. And if we go to the next slide, there is a house in Strašnice, and it's called Project Aurora, and I currently live there. So now I'm experiencing life in Aurora. But it's completely different Aurora than that one into which I believed I can experience it when I was 8 years old. Again, God worked for me. 26, 27 years later, it looks differently, but my heart dream to experience how is life in Aurora somehow fulfilled. And somehow I believe that prayer is something what we put inside our hearts, and it has time to seed. It seeds, it grows, and it takes time to get there. We should learn some life stories, some life lessons, and if we get over it, it will happen. Not necessarily exactly as my bicycle, which was exactly what I wished as a small boy. This second story with housing in Aurora is quite different, but still it works. And maybe we can see it as houses on Vinohrady or Holešovice, where there are blocks of houses where from the street you see just houses and there is inner or secret garden in the midst of it. And our life, our prayer is putting something into the garden inside and waiting what grows out, what comes out. And if we want to fight with life and fulfill our hearts by fight, we will be beaten. If we try to be kind, I believe that kindness comes back to us and in this way. I have some other dreams which are different than these ones. One of them is to live in wooden house in vineyard. Maybe it will happen in future, I don't know. Second one is to go to Nashville, Tennessee and enjoy authenticity of country and bluegrass music there. I don't want to spend much money at this moment and travel there as a tourist, but if there is time when God calls me back to the US to do science there, I can imagine it. I'm just open to it. My heart is open to experience. For me, to have heart open to an experience is the strongest prayer I can have. Exactly that type which brought me fulfillment of these two previous dreams I presented. Maybe I have one more dream, which is a big one. To be able to work with trauma at the level of nations, to help people heal. But if it took me 22 years to get bicycle, 27 years to succeed with housing in Aurora, this dream from the time when I was 6 or 8, I think it needs at least 30 more years and learn a lot. And maybe due to this, I stand in front of you now in the church and I try to learn how to do this in church at much smaller level than at the level of nations. I'm primarily Christian, but in some moments I respect people who believe in Judaism, Buddhism, or in Hare Krishna conscience. I simply believe that our processes in our hearts are comparable. We go somewhere, we try to be in touch with that who we are, we search our authenticity, we try to be present in the present moment, we try not to fight old battles in our mind, staying in old emotions, which is something what connects that. Something I learned from people who believe in Buddhism and Buddhism work with mind, that one of the options, and it's not a simple one and it can be quite dangerous, but I'm still going to say it, is to tune to the feeling in heart that everything works well. Because if we have vibration around us, it's bad, I can't do anything with it. I really can't. And other people will help me to stay in this and they have no problem with it. But if I start to tune to the feeling, everything works well. There is chance it's going to work, but why it is dangerous? In some moment, I will be confronted with all my fears and all my anxieties and I have to get rid of them. So if you are ready to be confronted with your fear and anxiety, try to wear clothes, which I call everything works well. Tune to this feeling, take it as a prayer for something what can change people around you. Now, we stand in specific season as a church, as congregation. We are for 4, maybe 5 months without pastor at this moment, maybe less. I'm too lazy to count it right now. And we are waiting for somebody new who will fit our congregation and who is able to lead us to something new, to a new season. And I believe one of the options how to attract the best person is to tune into our hearts. The person is already here. Last week, Terian had a really nice sermon about rafting on a wild river, doing something impossible. Five rafts on the river, and just one was able to overcome impossible part, something what should not be possible to done, and they did it. And at the end, they had to rescue others. Maybe our church. For me, it was really interesting talk, and I had to think about it a lot. And for me, it was maybe we as core of this church, we are the first raft who should do the impossible and then help others and rescue them. Help them to find their authenticity and help them to find who they are and help them to overcome their issues. It's not our job to solve them for them, but it's our job to help them to find enough life energy to overcome it. I think this is all I wanted to share today, and I'm going to read it both in English and Czech now, before we move to the prayer time. Early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves. Then he said to it, "May you never bear fruit again." Immediately, the tree withered. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" they asked. Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. If you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to the fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea.' And it will be done. If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Za svítání cestou zpět do města dostal hlad. Uviděl u cesty jeden fíkovník, šel k němu, ale nenašel na něm nic než listí. Řekl mu tedy, ať se z tebe už na věky nerodí ovoce, a ten fíkovník hned uschl. Když to viděli učedníci, podivili se, jak to, že ten fíkovník tak rychle uschl. Ježíš jim odpověděl, amen, říkám vám, když budete mít víru a nebudete pochybovat, nejenže budete moci tohle udělat fíkovníku, ale i kdybyste řekli téhle hoře, zvedni se a vrhni se do moře, stane se to, když budete věřit, dostanete o cokoliv modlitbě požádáte.